USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
America's top diplomat is headed to the Middle East to follow up on the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The White House says Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit will underscore America's ironclad commitment to Israel's security. He'll also focus on the Biden administration's effort to rebuild ties with the Palestinian people. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill looking at voter ID laws across the United States. North Carolina Democrat G.K. Butterfield opening the virtual hearing by saying some of the voter ID laws disproportionately burden minority voters. Wisconsin Republican Brian Steele calls Butterfield's arguments a false narrative.
We find ways to work to ensure our elections are free, fair, and secure.
Steele also stressing that voter ID makes it easier to vote and hard to cheat. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
President Biden is advising vulnerable regions to get ready for hurricane season, which officially starts on June 1st.
My administration is going to bring every resource to bear every time to help the American people weather emergencies.
Visiting FEMA headquarters in D.C., Biden also warns about the expected wildfires in the West. Biden noting these extreme weather events and natural disasters don't care about political affiliation.
Not about red states and blue states. You all know that. It's about having people's backs in the toughest moments that they face.
Peloton is building its first factory in the United States. The $400 million factory will be located just outside of Toledo in Troy Township, Ohio. Peloton expects to break ground later this summer on the project, which should bring more than 2,000 jobs to the area. The factory should be up and running by 2023. This comes after Peloton recalled both of its treadmill machines earlier this month. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
New York is kicking off its lottery system for people who decide to roll up their sleeves for the COVID-19 vaccine. Starting on Monday, anyone over the age of 18 who gets a shot at a state-run site will receive a scratch-off ticket. It could be worth between $20 to $5 million. In Ohio, a program enters residents who get vaccinated against COVID-19 into a lottery for prize money. State Representative Jenna Powell believes it's a huge waste of money. She tells CNN,
"The bottom line is my bill and my pushback is it's a gross misuse of taxpayer dollars to fund a vaccine-million lottery. And that's what a lot of Ohioans are pushing back on, not whether or not the vaccine works or how many people we want to take the vaccine. The pushback is it's a gross misuse of taxpayer dollars in our state that could be used for things like the COVID relief fund or small business funding or mental health for children. There's been a lot of issues with children in our state when it comes to shutdowns and closures. So we feel that $5 million could be used more wisely in our state."
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is putting pen to paper on a bill focused on big tech. Legislation signed on Monday by the governor will fine big tech companies that silence political speech by deplatforming candidates. Under the new law, the Florida Election Commission can levy fines of up to $250,000 per day on social media companies that deplatform candidates for statewide office. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.